nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
I don't understand how a restaurant can make money by giving away food.
Well, the food is just an inducement.
And it looks so real.
The food is real. They just give it away so people will spend a lot of money on drinks.
So people like you who only drink ice water make out like bandits.
Yes. Marianne, are you coming? Well, I guess I could come back later.
Hey, baby. My name's Chuck. You want to go home with a love machine?
I hate to pull the plug on you, Chuck, but the lady's already going home with someone.
Wait a minute. I'll happy hour game. Love machine, pull the plug. I get it, I see it, and I love it.
I'd love to stay and chat, but we're going to sit down now.
Stay and chat. Sit down now? It's a little weak. I think you can do better, cousin. Your turn, Chuck.
Why would you want to go home with him anyway?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's shrimp night.
He's got you 2-1, cousin.
Say, Chuck, do you have a blueprint for your brain? I'm building an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Cousin, you didn't tell me you were building an idiot.
It was going to be a surprise.
I don't like your jokes, little man.
Humor is very subjective.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Put Cousin Larry down. Now, you know that isn't what I meant.
I love shrimp night.
I was humiliated in front of Jennifer.
Well, maybe you were not the only one who was humiliated. Perhaps you have forgotten, but that thing that fell on top of you was me. I don't understand how one mean person can ruin everyone's happy hours.
I do. This isn't the first time this has happened to me. All my life, bullies have pushed me around. I'm like a bully magnet. You'd think when you grow up, things would change, but they don't. It's always the same. The big guy takes advantage of the
little tiny,
more average size guy. And you know what really makes my blood boil?
Mexican food.
You know, what really makes me angry is that there is nothing guys like you and me can do about guys like Chuck.
Now, you know, I'm not so sure I agree with you. What about David and Goliath? What about Jack and the Beanstalk? What about the Captain and Tennille?
What are you talking about?
Cousin, I've been thinking about this all on the way home, and I've got an idea. Now, what am I?
A crazy man standing on one foot.
No, I'm the Karate Kid.
And I'm Ferris Bueller. What are you talking about?
Cousin, we learn karate. Oh,
Valky, it takes years to learn karate.
Well, cousin, I've got a bulletin for you. I saw that movie. I went back for popcorn, and when I got back, that kid was kicking everything he could get his feet on.
I don't know. Larry Appleton, Fists of Fury, it just doesn't sound right.
Now, cousin, your fist can be just as furry as the next guy. This is America. Don't forget. Where the little, tiny, more average-sized guys can do whatever they set their minds to. Think of it, cousin. We could walk down the street with our heads held high. Not afraid of the chucks of this world. Never again we be humiliated.
No. That's impossible.
What did you say?
I said that's impossible.
Tout dream, the impossible dream.
I don't know, Belky.
Too far, the unbeatable foe.
Chuck's an awfully big guy.
Too bad, the unbearable sorrow.
But we've got to do something.
Run where the brave dare not go.
You're right, Palki. This is my quest.
Speed on home, cousin.
My star.
We'll never be afraid again.
No matter how hopeless.
We take karate.
No matter how far to dream the impossible dream.
Welcome to my dojo. I am Sensei Pete Nakima, your instructor.
I'm Larry Appleton, and this is... this is my cousin, Valky Bartokomus.
Nogurudo. Why did you come to my karate class?
Are you familiar with the concept of happy hour?
I'm with the Chicago Chronicle, and I'm doing a piece on self-defense in the urban male ego for our Sunday magazine section. I want to explore how civilized man deals with his own primitive instincts.
You got beat up, huh?
Yes.
I can help you with that. Koi, come. Kyosuke! Time to start class. Surat! Please sit around the edge of the mat. Hai, dozo. Konnichiwa. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to introduce you to our new students. Goldstein will help me demonstrate what you will be learning today. I need a volunteer. What about one of the new students? Bartokomus-san, up! Kui! Takumi-san. I want you to attack Goldstein-san from the back.
Why? I'm not even mad at him.
Mariuna, attack him! Hajime! Batakama-san. Now, attack him from the front.
I don't think so. Is he gonna do that again?
No. He'll do something different. Hajime!
Balky, are you all right?
Well, I think so.
Balky, this karate stuff is great!
It is?
Before you know it, we're gonna be two of the toughest guys in Chicago.
Well, you know, I'm already feeling kind of tough.
Good, because here comes Goldstein.
Balky, it's Mrs. Schlegelmilch. Oh, the noise. Well, we were just moving the furniture. Oh, yes, well, we'll try to keep it down. No, no, thank you. Bye-bye.
Put it to good work at home.
You know, Balky, these sneak attacks have really sharpened my reflexes. My senses have been honed to a razor's edge.
Yeah, you could cut your toenails on my senses, too.
The next guy who messes with Larry Appleton better have major medical.
Of course it. Now that we're lean, cuisine, fighter machines. I hope we don't have to use karate on anyone, because as the sensei said, the most powerful weapon is the voice of love.
Hey, tell me about it. It's not like I'm looking for trouble.
Hey, you! Get away from my car! Now get out of here!
Course, and I think that lady was just waiting for the bus.
After that guy Chuck wiped up the bar with you.
I didn't want to come back here. Cosa Larry told me that you and Jennifer wanted to come back.
Oh, I'm not wild about this place. The lighting makes my skin look sallow.
Rocky, Larry told us you wanted to come here.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. Nobody wants to be here. How come we are here?
I wanted to come here, okay? So relax. I'm picking up the check. Check, I'm picking up the check.
Cousin, your motives are less than pure. You came here to pick a fight with Chuck. Now we're leaving.
No, wait a minute. Sit down. Now, we've been avoiding this place for weeks. I came here as a matter of principle. We should have the freedom to eat where we want without having to worry about bar slime like Chuck.
Larry, you better lower your voice because the bar slime just slid in.
Oh, will you look at that? I'm out of water. I better go to the bar and get a refill.
Cousin. Have you forgotten what our sensei told us? A victory born of revenge will satisfy only the shallowest of souls.
I've got no problem with that. It's not like I'm looking for trouble.
Cousin. If you're not looking for trouble, then sit down at the table.
Balky, I'm out of water, and I'm darn thirsty. Come on, look, I promise, I'll go out of my way to avoid a fight. Is that what you want to hear?
Yes, it is.
All right. I'll be right back. Watch it, buddy. Sorry. I just bet you are. You don't remember me, do you?
Should I?
A few weeks ago, you hit on the woman I was in here with. When I said something about it, you dragged me down this bar, then you beat up my cousin. Now, do you remember me?
You're gonna have to be a little more specific.
You beat me up. That may not have meant anything to you, but it meant something to me, and I demand an apology.
Look, I don't apologize to nobody.
Chuck, I think you and I had better step outside.
Why don't you get out of here before you get hurt?
What's the matter? You chicken, Chuck? Hey, everybody. Chuck here is chicken.
Nobody calls me chicken.
Oh, is that right, my fine feathered friend?
Now, Chuck, you know where I come from. That's a compliment. The chicken is a symbol of bravery and honor. And as a matter of fact, the chicken happens to be the Miposian national bird. And that's the kind of thing that I felt would be of interest to a man of your integrity and obvious physical strength.
I must warn you, I know karate.
I must warn you, I don't care.
Everything is under control. Go back to your libations. Show's over.
Cousin!
Please, do you mind? I'm having a moment.
What are you doing? Leave Cousin Larry alone!
Larry, are you sure you're all right?
I'm fine, fine. In karate, we learn how to take a fall.
And you do it very well. Well, I'm just glad everyone's all right. Come on, Marianne. Bye, Valky.
Bye-bye.
Don't feel bad. You almost had him. I had you ahead on points until he cut off your air supply.
Balky, it's not just that I got beaten up.
Again.
And it's not that I was humiliated.
Again.
In front of Jennifer.
Again.
Are you helping? Is this some kind of help? Don't you see what's happened? I've gone from peaceful little Larry Appleton to a guy who picks fights in bars. At least when I was getting beaten up, I was a nice person. I was a nice person, wasn't I?
Oh, I'm just kidding. Oh, no. You were a nice person. You're still a nice person. That's why you were upset. Now, sit down. Listen, you learned a very important lesson tonight.
Oh, you're darn right I did. I learned I never should have taken karate to begin
with. No, 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 no.
No?
What did I just say?
No.
That's right. Now, also, there's nothing wrong with taking karate. It's fun. It's good exercise. We get to wear snazzy outfits and go barefoot. But you're doing what you always do. You take a good thing and you pound it into the ground. Now, why can't you just take karate and learn self-defense and be a nice person?
I do enjoy the classes.
And our sensei said you were a karate natural.
He said I was a natural?
In two languages.
He probably said that because I move so well.
You know, I think he said it because your legs are so short. Just kind of.
Come on, get up. Come on, try and hit.
Oh, no, go.
Try and hit me. Come on. Give it your best shot.
Cousin, we've had enough hitting for one.
Come on, I won't hurt you. Come on.
Cousin, are you all right?
Fine. I'm fine. Balky, I'm going to pass out now.